This fall, a grad student at Yale University has been pulling double duty, working on his PhD and working to get his mother released from an immigrant detention center.
In general, my mother has been the main sort of supporter in all of my efforts. In my high school, my mom worked multiple jobs to keep a roof over our heads, to make sure I was able to do the extracurricular activities that helped me sort of prepare for college.
Cristian Padilla Romero was born in Honduras but grew up in Atlanta. He and his siblings have protected status under DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, an Obama-era program. Cristian's mother is undocumented and was detained during a traffic stop in August. Now at Yale, students are fundraising and organizing phone banks to call immigration officials and help her out. I asked Cristian how he feels about the response.
It's very incredible to me, also to my mother. It's just, I think people see the cruelty that's happening to a lot of people. And I guess my mom is becoming a representation of that. My mom is not the only one in that center. You know, there's hundreds of people there, there's other centers. Yeah, it's really incredible. I mean, I tell my mom every time I speak to her about how much support we're getting, the events. People are just taking the initiative to build awareness about what's going on.
So how often have you actually been able to speak with her since she's been detained?
Pretty much daily. One of the benefits I'm sure has helped her is that we add funds to her phone allotment, but there's also a video call options now. The pricing is about the same. So we do talk to her daily, just, you know, keep her updated with our lives and everything. Physical visits are a little bit more difficult because the detention center she's in is about 3.5 hours from Atlanta. And so we can only visit once a week, and it's only a maximum of 2 adults and 3 children. So usually my siblings and I take turns each weekend. Since coming to school, though, I haven't seen her in over a month.
So she's been in detention since August. I know one of the reasons you're so worried about your mom is because she's sick with cancer. When was she diagnosed?
She was diagnosed in late 2017, and she had major surgery, basically. It cut across from the back of her left side of the neck all the way down to the right side. And then right after, she had chemotherapy and radiation sessions for a couple months. By late 2017, she was considered cancer-free, and she's been in remission ever since. Her health has been still at a very fragile point. You know, like, she hasn't regained much of her weight still. Her mouth in general has very limited mobility because of the surgery and the radiation. And among other things, you know, since being there, she's developed a vitamin B12 deficiency, which has made her very weak and lose energy. And, you know, she didn't receive treatment for that, even though doctors or staff there were the ones who diagnosed it. And they said they were going to give her something, and they never really did until later when one of my aunts was like, you need to do something. So that's when I finally contacted our attorney and said, you know, my mom hasn't received any sort of medication for this deficiency for weeks, if not over a month. You know, it is a private detention center, so there's just less accountability on their part. Once the attorney did make the request, I think they were quick in following up. But, you know, it did require that sort of active approach from our part. That's one of the things that has us really worried.
Meantime, Cristian, what is next for you and your family? And are you optimistic that the phone banking will get you some positive results?
The phone banking is one of many tactics that we're taking on. You know, public support has been really great. Our petition, it's almost at 30,000, if not there yet. We do have a Congresswoman McBath's office directly in contact with ICE regarding her situation. And so our hope is for her to be released so she can see the medical care she needs. You know, she missed her oncological appointment in September because she was detained. We're very optimistic. I think the support that we've gathered hopefully will result in her release and everything that we're asking for.
Cristian Padilla Romero is a PhD candidate at Yale University. His mother is in ICE detention in Georgia. Thanks very much for telling us your family's story.
No, thank you.